Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hope that you're keeping warm and driving safe in all the snowy, icy weather that I think is going to start breaking up soon. We may get a little reprieve.
Yes, it's slush season once again.
Yeah, so, well, not quite, but getting there. Getting there.
Well, hey, things continue as we thaw out, and of course, the events at Vitamin Life in Redmond. The free natural health lecture series are going on the 23rd of February. Discover how releasing old blockages allows you to experience new consciousness. Consciousness has been a big one for us, so check it out. That's in the event section of ConsciousTalk.net.
Yes, want to also remind you that the Focus Life Force Energy Innovations Company, that's the one providing a subscription to greatly increase the level of consciousness of your property or your cell phone to a noticeable and beneficial levels. The founders of FLFE, Focus Life Force Energy, are Clayton Stedman and Jeffrey Stegman, and they are experts in the creation of high consciousness fields. It's up on our Facebook page. You can click on the article at the top of the page. It'll take you where you can get a 15-day free trial of how this energy changes you and your property or you and your cell phone. And it's amazing. We're getting a lot of great feedback from people that have signed up. So try it. You have nothing to lose. It's a 15-day free trial.
Yeah, it's really interesting what we've been hearing. And I've got to put this picture up. I just took a picture this morning. Cosmo, our dog, is laying on the router because it takes care of electromagnetic things. Well, also, hey, I want you to pay attention and scroll down a bit in the events section of ConsciousTalk.net, because coming up March 22nd, and it'll be here sooner than you think, is Sifu Matthew. He's coming to Port Townsend. He's a Kung Fu master. He's known as the Bone Whisperer. He's an incredible healer. Read about him. Check him out. If you want to do a private, we need to hear from you very soon. So check it out at ConsciousTalk.net. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, you know, it's interesting to see where we put our energy and what draws our attention. But where we are drawn is not always where we ultimately wish to be. It's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedre. And this week, we'll look at the power of intention versus artful distraction. It's a competition we've all participated in. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
And, of course, one of those very best people is Dr. Devana Vedre, who we have been talking to on the show for years in our down-to-earth spirituality sessions. And, of course, you can catch up with a lot of those by going to ConsciousTalk.net and putting Devana in the search engine. You'll find her page and many play buttons, but don't do that right now because we have her live. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Good morning.
Well, yes. This seems to be one of those subjects that we got, especially I like your description. When we're talking about the power of intention versus artful distraction, it's the artful part. The first thing Brenda said this morning was, artful? And I said, yes, aren't we?
Well, we're very skilled at it, I guess.
Yes, and the mind is infinitely clever.
Mm-hmm.
And so to understand that we have more power than we know. And part of what happens is that we forget this. And we often will play victim to our minds and victim to situations. But we have so much power, so much ability. And we really play that we don't. It's one of the great illusions that we maintain and play in and are taught often as we are raised. We're not raised being told that we are powerful and that if we focus that power, we can overcome any challenge, any obstacle in our lives. That is not how we're raised. And so today I really wanted to talk about how to utilize through intention and focus that power that we have within us so that we can seize the day and we can step forward and not get so embroiled in our distractions. And first and foremost in this is to really begin the day in a very conscious way, in a way that we grab hold. So many people desire to be of service. They desire to do good in the world. They desire to do, let's say, God's work in the world or the will of their spirit. And one does not need any more than that desire to do that. But part of what will happen often is the distraction will be, well, you need to do this before you can do that. You need to have this before you can do that. And there starts to be a little bit of a list that says, well, you have to overcome this before you can be of service.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know this before you can be of service. And suddenly there are all these barriers and benchmarks that have to be met before one can be of service. And that's just the conscious mind creating delays. And it's masterful at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to understand that desire to be of service often is followed with why one can't be of service.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we believe that, we'll feel our energy drop and it's like, okay, right, I forgot. And then we'll let that moment pass. And it's that moment that we want to seize. We want to seize the moment before that distraction gets in and hijacks that energy and that freedom and that power that was just about to be grabbed. And so this is how we want to do something, but we don't do it.
You know, what kept screaming in my mind is, why does our mind want to do this? You know, what I think that a lot of people may be a little confused as to what's the motive here?
The motive, because you would think of the motive might be sinister, right?
Yeah.
Right. The motive is not sinister. The motive is generally about control and safety. you could look at the conscious mind as part of the shadow. And the shadow is present to meter the light. Well, when you grab hold in the morning or the afternoon or the evening and you seize the day and you decide that your next breath is going to have great purpose because you are going to align yourself with your spirit and divine will, that's a lot of light. That's a lot of intention. That could be groundbreaking and highly transformative. That's going to activate the shadow because the shadow meters the light. The shadow on a level helps us in terms of not having us go so quickly to the light that we in essence blow up. That much vibration frequency too fast, we won't survive that. And so it's a balance. It's not the enemy. It isn't agenda to misery or anything like that. But what we're talking about today is a powerful step forward.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I guess you could look at it as kind of like a filter to keep you from being overwhelmed by too much. But we give the filter maybe a little bit too much power, and that stops our forward motion.
Also, Devon, yeah. I want to throw this in the mix because it's something I just recently read about the mind, the conscious mind, and that it has been given the power to believe it is the problem solver. So it has to have problems to solve. So an idea comes up, an inspiration comes up, and you get really excited and you start to put some juice behind it. And the mind comes in and says, well, how are you going to do that? Well, you don't have X to do that right now. How are you going to get X? And it starts to go on and on until we're so confused and bogged down in the what ifs and how to's that we lose that light that you just mentioned, or that juice starts to dissipate. And we're back to square one.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. It is the inventor, the creator, the propagator of problems.
Yes.
It needs something to solve because that's where it sits in its purpose.
Right.
And it's why it's the first thing that is always offered up.
Yes.
Is some problem to be solved. Big or little, it doesn't matter, because the minute we go to solve that problem, we step away and it's in charge.
Yes. And we start giving a lot of energy and power to the what ifs and the how to's, and you can't afford, and on and on and on. And we are all familiar with this, folks. It's why we're really diving into this subject today, the power of intention versus artful distraction. We're here with Dr. Devon Avedry. This is Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Click your heels together three times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and hey, we're in another down-to-earth spirituality session with Dr. Devana Vedrea, and you can catch up with a lot of these past ones by going to conscioustalk.net and put Devana, that's D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine. You're going to find her page and just a whole bunch of play buttons.
And if you want to have a deeper conversation about the subject of this show today or other subjects on other shows we've done, we had a loyal listener that put together a community on Facebook, and you can go to facebook.com/groups/Devana's Teaching. So, Devana, we are talking about the power of intention versus artful distraction.
And I think, look, the key word here is power.
Yes.
Yes. It is part of what we have and oftentimes don't utilize. And to understand that what we intend, what we lend our energy to, what we become fascinated with and focused with, allows us to have power. Those things that when we lend our energy to them, we do move the dial. And so you can start to understand that the conscious mind has all of the different ways to distract us from that force, that ability, those intentions to create problems so that then it can go about solving the problems. And so often what we get tired of in our lives is it seems as though all we're doing is solving one problem after another and just coming up for air every now and again. And so to stop this cycle, to stop it from being this way, we need to grab hold in terms of our intention and state it, claim it, breathe it into the body, and allow ourselves to live it. So the way that that might look is if within your heart of hearts you desire to be of service and to live every day in great purpose, then to allow yourself to feel that, to breathe it into the body, and then to ask your spirit for that, to ask spirit for the ability to live each day in great purpose and great union, and to allow yourself to know it and feel it. If you did that more days than you didn't do that, and you aligned yourself with that desire, that intention, every day, and you asked that of spirit and brought that energy into your body, you would start to notice a change. And the funny thing about it is that it doesn't necessarily mean that everything in your day-to-day is going to change. But a lot of times, you'll start to feel differently about the things that are in the day-to-day. You start to view them because you're viewing yourself in a different way. And then as you go down the road, you start to see that there are opportunities presenting themselves to be of more service and more service. And you even start to see that your challenges are just now more opportunities for more service. And so it's not far away. It's not 10 years from now, or 5 years from now, or 2 weeks from now. This is available to each person right now. Today, this moment, the next moment, and the next moment. To understand that one of the most artful distractions that we contend with is delay. Later. We'll do it later. We'll have it later. We'll be that later. Between later and fatigue, we don't generally have a chance some days, it seems.
Yeah, and look, it also, part of the delay thing, It's the action piece that's left out most in the spiritual community. You know, a lot of great ideas, a lot of great intention, and no motion.
Yes. Lots of thoughts, lots of words, little action. Mm-hmm. But that's why, as one focuses one's intention, you breathe it into the body, you take the steps as you are inspired. And this is where, when you allow yourself to feel what you really want in terms of a life, in terms of the deeper union with spirit, in terms of all of that, what happens is you start to get a perspective on how much of the life is going toward coping, surviving, tolerating, seeking safety or seeking comfort, and so often how little of life is focused on service and activities that support the God within and the ability to do service. It's an amazing awareness when you shift your focus and align actively with an intention to be of service for a deeper union, more love. Certain things that maybe you've been doing for 20, 30 years start to come into a different understanding and a different frame. And you'll start to really see the distractions from a whole new vantage point.
Yeah, Devana, I think it probably strikes a lot of people how many times you've said the word service. Because I think they're thinking, when I want to intend something, it's meaning I have to accomplish something. I have to accomplish a goal, whether it's at work or making more money or something like that. And maybe they don't consider that service, and maybe it isn't. So is this only working when we are kind of in the mode of putting our spirit to work in the area of service? I mean, is that...
You mean service to others?
Yeah, I mean, really, you've said service a lot, so what do you mean by that?
Service to the divine.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. In the heart of hearts of most spiritual beings, and this is why I brought this up today, is the desire to be of service, to live in great purpose, to be of service, and to have that deep union that service brings. And often it is forgotten that we start our spiritual path from a deep place of love and compassion for the divine, and to be a service to the divine, and to have that be the life. We forget that. We get upon our path. We start to often fix ourselves, even though we're not broken. And we get kind of lost in all of that, and we forget that we wanted to be a service, that we wanted to uplift the world, that we wanted to be a light in the world. And so I wanted to bring that back today, because for many, their spirit simply becomes a concept or a tool to get a better job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, as opposed to who we are. Well, hold that thought, because that's something I really wanted to clarify. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. We're talking about the power of intention versus artful distraction, which we're so good at. And we'll be back after these messages.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. In case you just joined us, we are here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. On KKNW, 1150 AM, streaming live, doing podcasts. We're also in Spokane on KSBN, 1230 AM on the weekends. We're all over the place spreading really good things. And today is no exception because we are here with Dr. Devana Vedrí in our down-to-earth spirituality session that we do once a week here on Conscious Talk. And today we're talking about the power of intention versus artful distraction. And really, Devana, where you've wanted us to focus, and rightfully so, has been on the power of our intention and not stay focused on our artful, skillful ways of distracting ourselves,
yeah,
correct?
You don't necessarily want to keep the title of propagator of problems.
Yeah. Which we know the mind is, that the mind is a problem solver. and it has to have a problem to solve. And if it doesn't have one, it makes one up. We get that. So then we get distracted with that. But we really do have the power to shift that focus to what we intend and make it happen, correct?
Yes, and to understand that we have within us so much power, so much strength. And we often shy away from it. We often forget that we have it. And we get about our days solving the problems of us on a level. And to imagine that if there wasn't the problem of us, if we could allow that we are learning, growing, expanding in our consciousness, and that we're not a problem, those things that we are wanting to shift are the things that we want to shift, and that the power to do that comes from our alignment with our spirit, not from our mind. And this is why when we go back to what am I intending today, where is my focus, to trust enough to allow one's focus to be with one's spirit and those inner promptings, and to breathe that into the body, to start the day there, and to refocus throughout the day to that, what happens is that we have to let go of the problem solving. We have to let go of fixing ourselves, which takes a lot of trust, because we're going to focus solely on our spirit and that union and our deeper desires to be of service to humanity, to the divine, to the upliftment of our lives, of expanding our ability to love and be loved. So we're going to focus to our spirit, because that's where that exists, not in our minds. Our minds don't know much about that. So we focus there, which means we have to let go of all that problem solving, of fixing the self. And it takes trust. It takes that what one is really desiring can come from one's spirit and that focus and aligning one's intention there versus the mind. It's very challenging because the mind will say that everything that's in the life will just go to ruin if you don't listen to me. You'll never have what you want if you don't listen to me, the me being the conscious mind. And yet you can be assured if you listen to your conscious mind, you are never going to have what you want ultimately, because it's not about that. Conscious mind doesn't know that much about love and service.
No, and it doesn't trust necessarily that love and service as well, and therefore lies the problem. And it's why we're talking about the power of intention versus artful distraction. We're here with Dr. Devana Vedre. You're listening to Conscious Talk, and we will be right back.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it. You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, we remind you the website's conscioustalk.net. There are events, there are archives, there's a guest page for every guest on the show. So cruise around, click on things, see what happens.
Yes, and please join us on our Facebook page because we have a brand new program that we are offering all of our listeners. It's a 15-day free trial, folks, for you to upgrade your consciousness in this program. And it's phenomenal. There's a lot of great information on their website. And when you sign up, it will take you to that. But if you want your life to go a little smoother and feel a lot more joy and sleep better and feel healthier and more alive, then you've got a free 15-day trial on the program. So
yes.
Just go to facebook.com/conscious talk and click down to just the post on focused life force energy.
Well, speaking of focusing our energy, we're talking about the power of intention versus artful distraction. And one of the things you said that kind of stuck in my mind, Devana, was this idea that you can get too much light. How can you get too much light?
And what do you mean by that?
Okay. Part of the function of the shadow, and the conscious mind is part of the shadow, is that it meters the light. So we have the light and the dark. And there's a purpose in that in terms of our awakening. And to understand that as we awaken and we deepen in terms of our spirit, we're raising our vibration, okay? And as we raise our vibration, our cells in our bodies are vibrating at a different frequency, and they're also creating more space. And so what happens in that is that there becomes more space between, let's say, the cells or the atoms. Well, if that happens quickly and there's no ability to accommodate, we blow up. And so part of the function of the shadow is to have that process metered. Think of it this way. You want to do the split, right? You want to do the split, but you don't start that process by, you know, just going down and forcing, because what will happen? No accommodation, things tear. The body tears. It breaks. To do the splits, let's say on the floor, you stretch every day, and slowly over time, you develop the ability and the flexibility to get in that position and to stay in that position comfortably. If you try to push it, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to tear muscles and ligaments. And this is no different than when you're raising up in frequency. We can do it, but there's an accommodating over some time that has to happen. Within our bodies, there's a physiology to higher vibration, higher frequencies. If that is too rapid, then we lose our cohesion, in essence. To raise up in vibration, one of the things that happens is at the new vibration, while we're accommodating it, we'll often be tired. And, you know, sometimes the body will be sore. And so to understand that in this adventure with the shadow and the light, it's not here to stop us, shadow, but it is here to help meter a little bit so that we experience love as love, and our bodies are taken care of in terms of expanding and stretching to the new vibrations and frequencies.
But there has to be a but coming up here.
No.
Correct? Well, no, I understand what you're saying. But if we're listening to the conscious mind over this, our spirit and our willingness to grow and stretch and expand and prepare ourselves for that higher vibration, we stay stuck in that place where the conscious mind just meters it, and we stay stuck there trying to figure out how to solve the problem of growing and expanding into our intention, correct?
What happens is that we tend to forget that what we want and what is really important to us is that alignment with our spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that no matter what deep within us is that urge to unite with our spirit, mm-hmm. and we're motioning in that direction ultimately, and it's much nicer in this movement of consciousness to get there before the last second you're on Earth. Is my way of looking at it.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that everybody gets there. But why not get there while you're here?
Yeah.
You know?
Sooner than later.
Later, yeah.
And so if it is one's desire and intention to be a service and to live a life in that deeper union, to explore and expand the ability to love and be loved, then grab hold of that awareness, say yes, breathe it into the body, and claim it out loud. When we put our voice to something and we put sound to it, we are empowering it in our lives. So to grab hold, if it is your intention to be of service, if it is your intention to love and be loved, then shout it out Don't be shy about it. Just allow yourself to hear it from you, to you, and to all that is. The more you can claim that every day, the more you will notice a sense of purpose, a joy in that purpose, and you'll start to notice what might have seemed like this normal, basic life is suddenly now animated in a way through your system as it's never been before. And that there is joy more present in it than there's ever been before. Because within each of us is that power to have that, to be that.
And the energy, if you will, is certainly available today to help you uplift and to set that intention and own it, like you said, Devana, and claim it. Claim that intention for yourself.
Yeah, you know, we've all had the experience, and we know how good that feels when you're in that zone. And it's just stringing it together so that it's more consistent in your life. And then things really start to flow.
Well, Devana, we know that you work privately with people to help them shift their consciousness. And if they'd like to work with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Yeah, that's 425-741-2329. Or you can go to drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com.
Devana, as always, thank you so much for your wisdom and your passion to move forward. Really appreciate it. And as always, folks, we appreciate you too. Thank you for listening and joining and powering up every day so that you have a good day. And today is no exception. Have a really beautiful one, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.